Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Liam O'Connell. Australia is set to follow the lead of the US in banning Russian oil imports, Frank Bonacorso reports.
US President Joe Biden is now going after Russia's most lucrative industry and has called on other Western nations to apply the same sanctions on oil.
To keep all NATO and all of the EU and our allies totally united.
Australia has indicated it will join the US, but the move will come at a cost. The Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has warned petrol prices could remain above $2 for some time.
So it's right across the board. It's energy, it's base metals, it's agricultural commodities. Very large increases being recorded.
Thermal coal and oil prices have risen by 40% since the beginning of February, and some agricultural products have risen by a similar amount.
And Australia's largest motoring group says petrol prices will hover around their current record highs as long as the conflict in Ukraine continues. The cost of unleaded and diesel fuel in Australia has risen to unprecedented levels as global oil prices soar past the US $100 a barrel mark. Peter Khoury from the NRMA says the global factors are largely responsible for the latest price surge.
When you've got the world's second largest exporter declare war on another country, it is inevitably led to sanctions. There is very little the Australian government can do in that respect. We do not control the factors that determine whether oil prices globally go up or down.
It comes nearly 18 months after oil prices sank to record lows as a glut of supply flooded the market during the early stages of the pandemic. Convicted paedophile and former priest Jared Ridsdale has been charged with a further 24 historic child sexual abuse offences. Victoria Police have now charged the 87-year-old with counts of indecent assault and sexual penetration of a minor. Ridsdale has been in prison since 1994, convicted of abusing more than 60 children across Victoria. The latest charges refer to alleged assaults on two males in the state's west in the early 1980s. He'll appear in court in late March. Industry groups are warning a critical shortage of qualified tradespeople will drag out the recovery time across the flood-ravaged East Coast. With clean-up efforts now underway in southeast Queensland, there are now concerns that skilled tradespeople from interstate will be unable to access flood-ravaged communities because of how widespread waters are. Richard Cassidy from the Queensland Building and Construction Commission says the ongoing shortage of skilled labour has prepared the organisation for the current crisis.
Later on this week, we will launch a contractor register, which enables tradespeople to get on there and register their details. And we're hoping that people that do register have the capacity to do work in a timely manner.
The Liberal Democrats will be forced to change their name following a loss in a high court. The party had challenged new electoral laws that allow established political parties to prevent the use of the same words in their name. The Liberal Party has now demanded the party change its name or risk confusing voters at the upcoming federal election. The party has been operating under the Liberal Democrat moniker since 2008. Turning to sport, and a peak cricketing body has suggested changes to the game that would remove stigma around Mankad dismissals. The rules would also make permanent a temporary ban of saliva on the ball, initially brought in during the early stages of the pandemic.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Good afternoon. It's 5 minutes past two on Alive 90.5. This is Your Sound and Your Community. You're listening to The Business of Life with Mario and Matt. And currently we're sitting at 23.5 degrees. It's not raining. Mario, I'm smiling. It's actually clear today. Oh, man, it's been crazy.
I do you believe that I have an impression that this is the very first time we had ecological lockdown. Last 3 weeks we
ecological lockdown.
Honestly, and then today I opened the newspapers and they says, please stay at home because it's going to be high winds in the next couple of days. I'm like, okay, But please continue with the weather.
Yeah. Ecological lockdown, you know, that's going to stick in my mind.
Yeah.
Today we've got tops of 24 degrees. Tomorrow, slightly cooler, tops of 23. Hopefully it's going to stay clear tomorrow and Friday as well. Both are looking at the tops of 23 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Mount Victoria on the Great Western Highway near Mount York Road, there's a landslide. One of two westbound lanes are closed. There's a few landslides going around near Goulston. Got some road damage in Mount Victoria and a lot of ferries out of service. Be sure to stay clear, look at signs, and watch out. There are some roads that are closed off because of the floods. Seven minutes past two on Alive 90.5, and you're listening to the Business of Insight, Business of Life with Mario and Matt. I'm still learning our new name, Mario.
You're changing the name, like what do you think? How is for me? Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, the Business of Life with Matt and Mario. But before we start crunching into this episode, let's go say a big thank you to all women. Yesterday was like International Women's Day, and without doubt, there is no force more powerful than a woman determined to rise. Do you agree with this, Matt?
I couldn't agree more. It takes a level of courage to say, I'm going to rise above.
I agree.
In a society where we've, you know, mostly been male dominant for like the longest of history, to say I'm going to rise and become more,
yeah,
that takes courage, that takes a stand.
Listen, my friend, all this society, alpha male, you know, gamma male, beta male, all this, it doesn't exist there. I tell you from, you know, the fact it is, if there's no women, there'll not be wars. If there's no women, men will not try to be better. Look at Josephine and Napoleon Bonaparte. She's the one good, you know, I mean, Cleopatra and the Julius Caesar. Women actually spinning the world, not the man. We try to portray ourselves as a hunters, you know what I mean, as alpha, strong.
Yeah.
But the woman says, no, you can't get it, you can't get it. So ladies and gentlemen, to all ladies, happy International Women's Day. I congratulate all women for being brave, being courageous, and making this world a better place. So thank you.
And today, our lovely guest is sitting to my left, and I'm very, very excited to introduce her. Ella, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you so much. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, thank you. Maya?
Ella, is that all what you're going to say?
Hello, happy gentlemen. International Women's Day!
Yeah, so Matt and I decided to celebrate International Women's Day by having the female guest and our guest, Ella. She's going to talk about women and leadership. So Ella, for all listeners, please state for all listeners your name, your date of birth, you know, address, account details, PIN number. No? Okay. Can you introduce yourself to our guests? Who is Ella Staniak?
Thank you so much, Mario. Thank you so much, Matt, for having
me. No, thank you very much for that introduction. We take a short break now after this. But please, Ella.
We are in for a ride, I can tell.
Yes, you are. And then you're going to get the invoice on the way out from Matt. So Ella, happy International Women's Day. Who's Ella Staniak?
Thank you so much. Ella Staniak is a mom to a very cute, adorable and energized baby boy, Jordan.
Okay, nice.
She is a huge champion of women of the world. And professionally, she is a feminine leadership coach. So I work with those women in C-suite and business who really struggle to break through the perception of the glass ceiling and truly want to have it all, truly want to challenge status quo and want to empower themselves and empower their people to make a change in whatever area that is.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And so where was your turning point? When did you want to say, I want to stop being a leader and I want to start being a leader for women? Because like I mentioned earlier, I suppose society has grown up over time as male dominant. And for females to step up, I view it as an act of courage. Where was that turning point for you and what inspired your change?
I think it is beautiful what you just said.
Well, if you wipe my tears now, that's beautiful. But this, Matt has a touch in, I mean, really he knows how to say things. So that's a great, valid question, Matt said. So please.
And you do too, Mario. for me, I feel that my life's journey has been to build courage. I grew up in the south of Poland, and look, upbringing was challenging. I grew up with a father alcoholic and a mother who suffered obesity and heart problems. So I, in a very young age, experienced the tremendous consequences of lack of emphasizes on health and well-being, whether emotional, physical, spiritual. And unfortunately, I lost both of my parents before I even turned 15. That had a truly significant impact on my life, and it continued impacting my life in so many different areas. For some of the listeners, and you gentlemen might also know, those of us who are faced with significant trauma or difficulty, we default to a very primary, basic response mechanism, coping mechanism. Some of us go straight through the pain. Some of us move away from the pain. And realistically, majority of us, majority of people, move away from pain. And that's what also I did. I disassociated from the gravity of the pain of grief as a young person. And that disassociation continued affecting my identity, my self-worth, the decisions I was making. It affected my career. It affected my intimate relationships later on. And it affected my health and well-being. So the three key elements there were really following that conversation of not feeling like a courageous person to building courage was this. Number one, I acted as Mrs. I've got it all together. I don't need any help. I am an independent woman. But that was truly a self-debilitating way of operating. I refused asking for support. And sometimes I felt like the world, like the weight of the world was resting on my shoulders, but I would refuse asking for support. And that just added up to the sense of loneliness. In intimate relationships, not knowing my own value, I, tolerated it all pretty much. Emotional, physical, psychological abuse. I mean, at times it was really difficult. And finally, in my health and well-being, I like to say that relocating to Australia and diving into coaching business at a very young age truly saved my life. It was a pathway to healing, working with executive women, women in business at such a young age, with powerful women who faced, who were facing their own issues, whether it was body weight issues, well-being issues, lack of energy, feeling overwhelmed, you name it. But just being on that journey was truly healing to me, and steady but slowly, I began valuing my health, valuing myself as a person, connecting to who I truly am, what my vision, mission, and legacy is. So through a path of facing my demons, acknowledging what's impacted me in the past, how it affected me, and finally, finding my power, I realized that that's my legacy, to champion women who are leaders or aspiring leaders so they can break through any glass ceiling, because it is just an illusion, and they can have it all with ease and grace without hustling and grinding, but being able to create and manifest extraordinary results personally and professionally.
Wow. And you mentioned a big part of that was facing your fears. But at the start, now you put up that front. Do you see that prevalent in society today? Because now, I don't mean to be picky here with I suppose, what I'm talking about. Though I feel like I see it a lot. And it's in both women and men. Though, in a way, I believe deep down we all want connection. Then we have these people, some people, who want to take a stand. I don't need a man. I don't need a woman. Are they putting up a front to maybe hide away from some pain that they're experiencing in their life? Maybe not wanting to come to a conclusion that they want to actually solve?
Absolutely. And this on its own, I believe, is one of the most debilitating paradigms that we are facing today in leadership and beyond amongst men and women. When there is an underlying sense of brokenness that you might be holding within, an underlying part of you that you feel is not good enough, not significant enough, when there is a lack that you are sensing within, whether you know what it is or not, you will continue living your life seeking validation externally. So if I am not good enough within, I will expect that from my love partner to validate me. If I am not good enough within, more than likely I'll create unhealthy habits just to validate myself in the instance, in the moment, rather than thinking of a long-term game to create health and well-being. And when there is a part of me that just, in whatever realm, doesn't feel enough, how am I going to show up in a job interview? How am I going to show up in a leadership role? How am I going to own my presence, sit at the table and know I earned my right? I will continue validation. And what is the easiest way to validate myself when I already have power, when I am in decision making? To create a sense of superiority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am independent. I don't need any help. I won't reach out for support. I will create this image of myself that is that is perfect, that is strong, that is powerful. But that connects, that actually creates this connection.
Yeah, and because today's episode is about International Women's Day, what can females do in particular to maybe not put up that front, that facade, but maybe face the fears that they're experiencing currently, like you did at one stage? What can they do for themselves?
I believe that there are three key elements to accessing feminine leadership, which is really an active art of owning your presence. And number one, as you might guess, it is connection. When you are disconnected, you will continue seeking underlying validation, right? But when you can connect to your heart, to your power, you actually operate in a sense of trust and faith, whatever faith means for you. It could be God, universe, creative power, higher creator, whatever that is. Operating in a sense of faith, trust, creates a safety that you have within. And that sense of safety allows you to lead with love, to receive with grace. This is where intuition comes in. Whatever people think spirituality realm might be about, it is about receiving intuitive guidance. And every single human being on earth is born with it. It's a very birthright-driven inner compass, inner guiding system that we all have. So connection is number one. Number two, the beliefs. I think when it comes to facing your demons, you just want to allow yourself to embark on a journey to know what's impacted you in the past. We all have stories, we all have experiences, difficulties, challenges, trauma. Or even if it's not trauma, there are challenges, perception of difficulty.
That's interesting. If I can take a step back, you know, you said something very important at the beginning. We as a humans, we have the problems. But you said two things, well, three actually. Number one, people run from the problems, majority. Number one, what did you say? The problems, they don't face the problems. How did you say it?
We do have primary instinct to move away from danger we perceive conflict as danger.
Yeah, so people running away. And why people don't want to face the problems? What is your conclusion? Your conclusion, your opinion, why people don't want to face the problems? Is that because we are afraid that we're going to fail? Is that society is going to mark us as a failures? Why is that?
If you speak to some of the greatest minds in the world, greatest leaders,
yeah,
they...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Like Mario, like Matt, like the two of you. Yeah. You will notice that there is a tendency, they have built a skill and a habit of looking for conflict in their life, looking for conflict in their organizations, businesses, and amongst people. Because when you go head on, straight on,
yes,
through the conflict, the big monster becomes a little monster. You harness that power, and you learn in conflict. Really, the reason why people move away from conflict, it is because we are psychologically wired for moving away from danger. So when I am in conflict, whether I like it or not, psychological tension increases. And I don't like that resistance. It feels edgy. It feels dangerous, unconsciously, again. Yeah. And that just connects us to the first point, that people make, we all do, make all sorts of conflicts mean something about ourselves. Most of us take things personally. So if you don't like me, Mario, or you make a comment that creates a conflict, if I take it personally, I'll create a stack of beliefs based on past reference that I'm going to just run in my head 24/7, every single second. Do you think I will want to experience that? Probably not.
I don't like a conflict. I'm like a Teletubbies. So I just love hugging, you know what I mean? Spending the love. I don't go into conflicts, you know. I believe that everybody deserves some type of love. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the Business of Life with Matt and Mario. Our guest in studio, Ella Stania. Can we take a short break and come back after that break and with more questions for our guest?
Alive 90.5.
Cumberland areas. McGrath Estate Agents understand that selling your home is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. With award-winning teams in the hills, their service goes above and beyond any other to create great results and lifelong relationships to deliver the best possible result. Brett Humby of McGrath Estate Agents will unlock value in your home you never knew existed. To realise more and experience the McGrath advantage with Brett Humby, head to mcgrath.com.au or search Brett Humby today. Station sponsor.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring, as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, ingrained quality.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Hexagon Home Loans is your trusted mortgage broker. We focus on providing you with personal service and expert advice to help you find the home loan which best suits your requirements. Ranging from first home loans, refinancing, investment home loans, self-employed home loans, debt consolidation and SMSF loans. With a large network of lending institutions at our fingertips, we can assist you in making a well-informed decision that will save you time and money. Call us on 1300 562 649. Australian Credit Licence 504481. Station sponsor.
It's 28 minutes past 2 on a live 90.5. This is The Business of Life with Matt and Mario. And today we're in studio with Ella Staniak, who is from Poland and is here in Sydney today.
Yeah, Ella Staniak from Poland. She comes by boat. You know, did you think, did you get a visa, proper visa, or did you like just like me, you know, skip it inside?
That's right. I just kayak around Australia and I was just
around Australia. That's you right. Already pray. I just go straight for the Sydney. You know what I mean? Like that's what is it? Okay, but let's go come back to the topic. You said something that people are looking for validation, right? External validation, and I can see this quite a lot around me that people love to ask. You know, what do you think? What do you think? You know, those type of questions. Why we are looking into this validation as a society? To somebody validate, you know, our diet, good look, or, you know, decision making? Why is this important? And this is taking quite a bit of our lives, that external validation. So please go.
First of all, I want to acknowledge that this is not an issue. These are really
for you, yeah.
Okay, so. Not a problem, guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Look how our psychology forms in childhood, and what is truly unfair that it is that strong predominant psychological structures in our psychology, in our mind, are predominantly formed by the age of 4. So when you really think about it, those strong beliefs which create a sense of need for validation when we feel either not good enough, not significant enough, unworthy, we are not seen, we are not capable, all that internal dialogue actually must be created in human mind, because it creates structures which then create a sense of safety within. So if I know what is going on here in my home, then I need to have set of beliefs to know what the definition of the world is, what the definition of myself is. And this is how it's all created. A child seeks receiving love, nurturing from the mother, from the feminine. And it seeks acknowledgement from the father, from the masculine.
Okay.
So if the child doesn't receive love, its own perception, or the child doesn't receive acknowledgement in its own perception, it creates those beliefs, those unconscious limiting beliefs.
Are they something that's intrinsic that we all need on like a biological level, or is this something that we are conditioned to believe based on the fact that we have a mother and a father, one having more masculine and one having more feminine energy? Is that how we're biologically
born? Like, I just need to warn you, like, you know, you need to diversify this. There is no mom and dad anymore. Now it's dad, my mom, everything else. So it's okay. We don't want people come to talk about. So, like, just correcting you.
just correcting everyone.
Yes.
Now that we are on Mario's turf.
There is not, let me just my question first, and then I have a question for you. So, yes.
Yes, boss. Look.
Well. We have the rebel in studio, Matt, today. Yes, please.
I didn't really relocate to Australia. I had to run away from Poland for a reason, right?
Just one here.
Okay.
Look, both. As children, we are very instinctive, intuitive, actually. And so we are guided at first as that little human being born, again, needing the sense of safety. And we perceive receiving love and acknowledgement from mother and father as a sense of safety. So the child first wants the warmth of the mother. That's why children are so really glued to mothers oftentimes at first. And you will see a significant shift in a child at the age of 3 or 4, where it seeks much more acknowledgement and the presence of the father. This is such a basic instinctive, and yes, for every single human being, primary method to create psychological structures called beliefs, because the child is seeking information.
Okay.
Who am I? What does it mean?
Yeah, okay, so I have a question for you. You just said men will seek validation for mom, and, you know, mom, father, you know, father role, mother's role. Now, how do you transfer this validation, seeking validation externally, when it's, let's say, you in a marriage or relationship, male, female, and the male comes to the girlfriend or wife and say, like, you know, seeking validation. Is this like a, you know, Oedipus complex, you know, like, you know, seeking mom in a girlfriend or wife, or still dragging these things from the early childhood, or... How do you see this?
Well, I'm sorry to break the news, but yes, there are a lot of little girls.
You are fired. You know what I mean? You are fired from this show.
That's why I run my own business. I'm literally unemployable.
But that's okay. So let me understand. As a kids, we developed that habit, you know, from our parents. We seek validation, what we can do, what we can't do, right? And my question was very simple. And you said, Mario, male in relationship with a girlfriend or wife, or whatever type of relation they have, seeking, it's actually bringing this from childhood. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I am saying, because the concept we just discussed is unconscious. And so you will never be aware what your internal negative dialogue is until you do the inner work, dissect your childhood, understand how it affected you, so you can stop taking it forward in your life. And this is where you really grow up.
So
this has got nothing to do with age.
So basically so we today congratulate International Women's Day, right? And Matt and I agree there. So there is no this, you know, we are just on the paper, alpha male, the hunters, and all these things. And now Ella, she told us that every man seeking validation in a relationship, because it drags this from the, you know, childhood with his mom. That's a defeat for many alpha males, you know that? You just killed the dreams of many alpha males now out. Do you understand? Do you agree?
But it's the truth.
It is the truth.
Okay, so the alpha male who is an alpha male and you know, just on a paper, it's big, it's strong, and, you know, he's a hunter and a natural-born killer as well and everything else. Actually, when he says to his girlfriend or wife, seeking validation, it's actually come back when he was 3 years old in mommy's arms. On chest.
We're just 3-year-olds that appear bigger.
You make it sound really sick for some reason.
Sick, it's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Live 90.5, The Business of Life with Matt and Mario, our guest Ella Staniak. We'll take a short break and come back with more questions.
Alive 90.5.
Learn something new in 2022 with the Parramatta College. Term 1 courses are open for enrolment and include business and work skills, computer skills, leisure and lifestyle, languages. The Parramatta College also offer New South Wales government-funded courses. Eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Or visit parramattacollege.edu.au.
We're Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
My song on so many different dials, cause I got more fucking hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look at my jacket and hat, so damn bizarre, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man, where the hell's all the sanity at? Damn, I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you have to keep screaming till they hear you out. Oh, written in stars, a million miles away, a message to the main. Oh, the seasons come and go, but I will never change, and I'm on my
Live 90.5.
It's 19 minutes to 3 on Alive 90.5, your sound and your community. This is The Business of Life with Matt and Mario, and today we're with Ella Staniak in studio live in Borkham Hills. And we've, you know, I don't even want to fluff around. I kind of just want to get straight to the topic because there's so much to uncover. So, Ella, please tell us, what are some of the greatest challenges you help female leaders overcome? As a female leadership coach, it's significant. And I believe in today's society, more prevalent than ever before. But what are the greatest challenges you help females overcome?
That's a great question.
Please. I am so glad we are talking about this. I am so passionate about this topic that I actually created 12 key pain points of female leaders. Very short video series. Blasted them on YouTube very easily to
easy. So on YouTube, can you just tell us what your channel on YouTube it is?
Feminine Leaders.
Feminine Leaders on YouTube. Perfect.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Look, number one key pain point is that vast majority of women I come across feel unsupported, unacknowledged, undervalued in the workplaces and at home, with a lot of responsibilities that as women do want to take, whether it's career, whether it's our personal life. At the end of the day, we have only 24 hours in a day. And for a lot of my clients, career is something, it is area of life that truly mutates and it demands. It takes a lot out of the person. At the key decision making, there's a lot that goes into performing well. Really performing well in a sustainable way, long term. And unfortunately, I've noticed that oftentimes something has to give, and it is either well-being or intimate relationships. So with that, vast majority of clients still come to me for transforming the relationship with their own body, to the point that I actually launched a shorter 12-week body transformation program that is all about rewiring the psychology for healthy habits, rewiring the identity for health and well-being in a way that it will support women to step in their potential so they can perform well in sustainable way and have the lifestyle that is effortless without being on consistent diet and exercise regimes that just don't work.
It doesn't work. But may I add something to our listeners? So I'm just on a channel now, Feminine Leaders, our guest Ella Staniak, and there is more videos than just 12 videos. However, I must point something. Talk about 12-week transformation, right? So just checking your videos now. Matt, do you know how it's good to be a woman? Do you know why? Because Ella, on every video, is transforming her with her hair, makeup, and everything else. Try to be the man. Try to be the man and transform yourself on a video. You can't, man. Yeah, like, it's like, look at me, like, bald, you know, I mean, around. I can't transform myself. So, like, congratulations. That's a good, the channel Feminine Leaders, our guest, Ella Staniak. Ella, but what is a leadership for you? Feminine leadership. Why, what's the difference between female leadership and male leadership? What is the difference? I'm very curious about this one because we ever love to talk about leadership and everybody talks about how they can lead, but what they're leading, who they're leading, and where to leading.
This question has got about you 5 layers to it.
Okay.
Look, let me just start here, Mario. Feminine leadership is a very broad description. It's a very broad phrase, and it is actually really misunderstood in business arena and in C-suite arena. There is this undercurrent of negativity, mm-hmm. that a definition of a word, feminine, is somewhere weak, submissive, unsubstantial, that it is a little bit woo-woo, that the reason why there isn't much place for it in C-suite, at a boardroom table, or business is because the masculine influences we have been role modeling for so many decades successfully, and so that must be the recipe to success. And so, as a result, women are
becoming more like men when it comes to taking a lead in a company. In with that, disconnect with their feminine qualities.
Is that a dangerous place to tap into, though?
Absolutely. Again, one of the biggest key pain points of my clients, it creates this association from who you very naturally are as a woman. Mm. Because you are underlyingly being told that who you are is not right, not good enough. You must become and lead in this masculine way. Let me explain. Because I believe I am not any of these things, weak, submissive, unsubstantial. And many of my clients would agree,
gonna
right?
We're going to judge this by the end of the show, okay?
So okay, we'll vote. We put a vote there.
No, think your boxes, Matt, and I created submissive, yes. Okay, this.
Yeah.
So please continue.
And so feminine is very self-aware. It emphasizes the process. So falls in love with the process. And with that, encourages gathering, democratic decision-making. It enjoys multitasking and it enjoys focusing on multiple areas of the process and even multiple areas outside of the process. It is very confident. There is that beautiful core confidence that comes with it.
Yes.
And feminine, one of the strongest quality of feminine is its radiance and an ability to be in a state of flow.
But may I ask you something? We speak about feminine leadership in corporations, mm-hmm. and you just stipulated very clearly that there is a disconnection as soon as the females take a position of the leader in organization. But would you agree with me that all this disconnection and maybe friction between the male and female employees, counterparts, or peers in the workplace actually starts with their upbringing at their homes with their parents? Would you agree with that one?
Absolutely.
Because I believe that male, we act as a male. And I was born in a very secular society, let me tell you. I mean, it's very directed. The God, church, mother, you know, I mean, the country, that's it. You know, I mean, same as Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my father was that type of man who was like, you know, man, boom, boom, you know, smashing the table, you know, I mean, and man, woman doesn't need to do nothing. Yet my mom, she screamed at him, he was running at the table. But I truly believe that all problems of workplace between the male and female starts at home, but they upbringing and, you know, education and everything else. Would you add something on this?
Absolutely. You asked at the beginning, what is extraordinary leadership for me? Mm. And for me, it truly is becoming, highlight the word becoming, a integrated human being. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, so you as a leader feel whole and complete.
Matt, you have something to add to this on the spirituality?
Being spiritual and being a leader, spirituality and leadership, I view as they go hand in hand.
How? Please enlighten me. How?
Great choice of words.
Okay, let's go dance a Hare Krishna Kumbaya. Kumbaya, Kumbaya. Like everybody's happy in the workplace. Yes, please.
Okay, Mr. Atheist.
Don't let me to walk to the other side of the table. You're going to see what the dark side of the force can do. So please, Matt, what do you think?
Spirituality and enlightenment, spirituality and leadership, yes, are hand in hand. The thing about it is, to lead others,
yeah,
you're bringing out the leader within themselves. To lead others is to connect with others so that you can bring out the best of them. Connection is on a spiritual level. It's not just a physical level. It's not a mental level.
Okay.
It's something deeper. And to reach someone, you need to be able to go to where they're at. Be able to, let's say someone's stuck in a river. You go throw that ladder down, you go down to them, and you give them the choice to climb back up. The choice. You can't pull them up with you, but you can hand them the way back up the hill, or the whatever you're going to call it. The point is...
That's an interesting statement. Very interesting statement.
Great analogy. I love it. I really,
why for some reason you're just holding my side, you know what I mean? Whatever I say, just smack me. That's not the leadership. You should bring the best in me. You should you know, nurture me now. Instead of this, you put him in a dark place and I feel lonely.
And
when,
I'm lonely,
I'm gonna bite it.
Don't worry, Mario. I'm loving you through it. I'm totally loving you through it. But Matt, on a serious note, I really do believe that you made a very strong, valid point. What I feel leaders today take for granted is their ability to own their presence. What this means is that when I walk into the room, right? Before I even open my mouth, before I even introduce myself, you already make an assumption of me, of what do you believe, who I am, how powerful I am, whether I am powerful or not, whether I am empathetic or not, underlyingly, whether you can trust me. And so if you can facilitate a sense of trust in your environment, whether this is Mario, your family unit, right, or this is your organization, where does that start? Trust in self, self-belief, your definition of safety that you have towards the world, towards other people. And where does it come from? Spirituality, sense of faith, whatever it means for you. Whether you do want to have a daily practice or weekly practice of sitting around fire with your friends, holding hands, singing Kumbaya.
We're singing Aiko Aiko.
Okay.
I could see my friend dancing naked.
We just drink vodka back home, so.
Okay, that's okay. But look, I agree with you, but you know, let me end up this conversation before we take a break. Would you agree that there is a point in time in our life where we gonna be taken away from us all earthly possessions, money, car, you know, inheritance, whatever you would name it. Land, and what we are left with?
Our conscience.
Our knowledge. And that knowledge, exactly. Because in a life, you know, there's come point in time when you're going to stay without everything in your life. And people are not prepared for this. Like my home, like my car, like my super hot girlfriend, you know, like I love this and this and this and this. But sooner or later in life, you stay without everything. Now, success doesn't depend on your materialistic status. And as I say, like, you know, this is my personal experience again. Spirituality, yeah, okay, you know, kumbaya things, okay, I agree with that one. When all happy, we can drink and take drugs and vodka and everything else, yes, okay. But the knowledge is what nobody can take it from us, and on based on knowledge depend our success once when you stay without everything. That's just my two cents.
Interesting. I think let's wrap it up on that, because because you've left me with some thoughts to ponder. Truly, Mario. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Guys, you're listening to The Business of Life with Mario and Matt. Today, we're live with Ella Staniak, and we're going to take you on a quick short break. We're going to have some news, weather, traffic, and we'll be back shortly with our lovely guest in studio, Ella Staniak. Stick around, guys.
Alive 90.5.
What's on at Workers? Enjoy free live music every Saturday night at Workers Blacktown. Every Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Workers Sports. And every Sunday afternoon at Workers Hubertus. Plus, enjoy a full range of dining facilities. Visit the website at www.workersclub.com.au for the full music schedule. Plus, plenty of other activities including raffles, bingo, promotions and fun events. Workers is your club. Station sponsor.
We are Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
Are you over 65? Pneumonia can be serious for older people and other at-risk groups. Talk to your doctor about the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine today. Prevention is your best protection. Visit lungfoundation.com.au/protect.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big.
so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so flat.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
life.
Round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Liam O'Connell. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has arrived in Lismore in northeast New South Wales after finishing